T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
I am honked off. I brought back honked off like a goose today during a segment just for fun. I really am honked off about the Hurricanes being ranked number 3, not number 2. We're going to have on tomorrow with us from CBSSports.com, Tom Fornelli. He's coming on with us tomorrow, right?
Yeah, 5 p.m. Hopefully.
He wrote a story on CBSSports.com last night about what the committee did and what was right, what was wrong. And he writes for number 2, Clemson, overrated. If it were up to Las Vegas, Clemson would be ranked ahead of Miami. In fact, with both teams locked into the ACC title game, lines were already out. Clemson is favored, we learned today, by 5 to 5.5 points. He writes, but the last time I checked, the committee didn't compile its rankings using Vegas odds. And I'm perplexed about Clemson being ahead of the Hurricanes right now. Let's compare the resumes of the two. First of all, Clemson has a loss. It came a month ago on a Friday night on the road against Syracuse. Yes, Kelly Bryant was injured during the game and missed a lot of it, but Clemson still lost to Syracuse, a Syracuse team that's currently 4-6. It's not a loss I'd consider a hideous one, but it's not a good look either. Miami's loss, on the other hand, well, actually, Miami doesn't have a loss. Well, okay, then let's compare wins. Clemson has beaten number 6 Auburn by 8 points and number 19 NC State by 7 points. Miami just beat number 8 Notre Dame, which was number 3 at the time, by 33 points. The Canes did this a week after beating Virginia Tech, which was 13 at the time, by 18 points. As committee chair Kirby Hokut pointed out on Tuesday night, Clemson has 6 wins against teams with winning records. That's good. Clemson also has a loss against a team with a losing record. That's bad. And Tom writes, as I said last week when discussing Wisconsin's ranking, I believe this committee is looking past how difficult it is to go undefeated too easily. Having Clemson a spot ahead of Miami right now is just another indication that's the case. The good news is these two will get to settle the debate where it should be settled, on the football field. It doesn't make sense to me. I told you at the beginning of the show, it doesn't make sense to me. Clemson and Miami both play in the same conference. One has a loss, one doesn't. They have a common team in Syracuse that Miami beat and Clemson lost to. I don't need to go any further than that. Miami, in the rankings, should be ranked ahead of Clemson.
I'm with you. My explanation for it is that Clemson started out in the top 4 and Miami started out with no respect in the entire nation. So when you're fighting uphill, you have to, what they say, to be the champ, you got to beat the champ.
Right.
Like, they're going to leave Alabama, Clemson 1 and 2 as long as they possibly can.
Right, but it's contextually wrong. They're looking for context to say Clemson is better than Miami, but you have to do it, I said earlier, like a pyramid almost. So if there's something at the top of the pyramid should be most important, and then, you know, as the base, there's more stuff in there. The top of the pyramid has to be wins and losses. Has to be. So Miami is over Clemson there because Clemson has a loss. Then underneath that, you want to go to common opponents, I would think. And they share a lot of common opponents, obviously, because they're in the same conference. So the one that has to jump out to you is the Syracuse game. Yeah. There's a common opponent that Miami beat and Clemson didn't. So how much further do you need to go down in the pyramid? And then they'll look at it and Kirby Hokut says, you know, road victories. There were quality road victories by Clemson. And I go, the road victory that Miami had over FSU, that's your heated rival. You need a touchdown in the final minute of the game in a sold-out Doak Campbell Stadium. And you go the length of the field. So while FSU didn't have Francois playing at quarterback and may not be the greatest team, you cannot tell me that's not a quality road win. Oh, by the way, the key to Miami's offense, Mark Walton, wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, the context of it, it doesn't make sense to me.
They're not taking it into account. They just totally dismissed the Syracuse game because Kelly got hurt, the starting quarterback for Clemson. But you talk about common opponents.
Common opponents.
Florida State, they just whooped them by 17. The Canes got them by 4. And Georgia Tech, the Canes beat them by 1 in the last second, and they beat Georgia Tech by 14. So they have some more. When you're talking about the common opponents, and I'm not defending the committee. I believe Miami should be 2 undefeated, and they're in the same conference. Like, if they were out of Big 12 and somebody
else.
And you
can't compare, right. You can't compare schedules.
This is ACC, and that's why I said it yesterday. I would be upset if UM's not 2, just because I want to know how this is set up, how this committee thinks. But there are some arguments for those committee members to make with common schedule, with teams they beat. And when you talk about right now, number 19, North Carolina State, and number 6, Auburn are the 2 on Clemson's resume. But they also beat a ranked Louisville team early in the year. And Louisville fell off the map after that. But they were respected. And they beat a ranked Virginia Tech team early in the year. So there's some argument on that other side. I think it's wrong, but when you look at the numbers, there is some backing for what the committee did. So if they are trying to hose you or they hate you because they ain't you, they have a little backing to it.
I get a little bit, but if you look deeper into it, my point is Miami should be ranked ahead of Clemson, and it's total disrespect. Someone texts in, FSU is 3-6. Did you forget, Hawk? Again, you're giving no context to that game then. You're giving no context to that game. And Miami won. What's Syracuse's record? Clemson lost. Like, you can't. Don't do it just on one side of that argument. FSU is 3-6. Did you forget that, Hawk? No. But I also didn't forget what Syracuse's record is. Like, you can't do it on one side and not the other. The committee is essentially telling you that if Miami lost to Syracuse, they'd be ahead of Clemson because a loss to Syracuse is obviously important.
If Miami lost to Syracuse and Malik Rozier got hurt and it still was a good game, that's what I got from it.
Like, that's crazy.
It's weird. It's weird as hell to say, but that's what I got from it. But when you look at the numbers, which is funny to me, because I was trying to do the same thing when the committee came out with it last night, I was trying to do the same math. The funny thing to me is number-wise, Clemson and Miami's offenses are the same. I thought Clemson would be the superior offense. The exact same. 32 points a game, both teams, about 450 yards per game, 220 rushing, 210 passing. They're almost the same team offensively. And the crazy thing to me is defensively, Clemson ranks higher than Miami in all categories. So if that was another thing, we talk about how the committee doesn't really look at each game. They look at ranking. If they went and look defense, say, who has a better defense right now? And they look and say, oh, Clemson's 10 in yards per game, Miami's 21. Points per game, Clemson's 7, Miami's 10. They both have good defenses, but Clemson's a little better. Maybe they should edge him out at number 2 and number 3. I don't believe there's 13 guys. Because you're making a good point about putting the context onto a game, not saying 31-14. What happened during the game? What did they dominate? Was it something crazy? Like, you have to watch the game and see. I think a lot of these committee members looked at that NCAA stat.com that I looked at this morning and said, oh, they're 10, they're 7. They're 7, they're 21. They're better than them. But they have a loss. But the numbers say they're better than them. I think some people do that.
Because also you look and somebody texted in, and I think a caller had brought it up earlier in the show. Duke was 4-0 when Miami played them. Like, you could look at their record now and say they're no good. And the Duke game, was that at Duke? That was at Duke, wasn't it?
Yep.
So they went on the road. You want to talk about road victories? They went on the road and beat an undefeated football team. Like, give it that context. I really don't see how you can come to the conclusion that Clemson should be ranked ahead of Miami. And then there's people texting in, doesn't matter now. And I agree with that. Doesn't matter. We had Houston Nutt on earlier. He said the same thing. Don't worry about it now. And I don't. But there's a disrespect. There's a built-in bias against Miami. And I don't normally default to that. With the Hurricanes, I do, because I do think it's evident. In fact, I told you earlier, I had tweeted out the link that Ryan Youssefi had written a story in the Miami New Times, 5 reasons why the nation hates University of Miami football. You can read it in the Miami New Times. But there is an inherent bias, I do believe, against that team, because I can't figure out how two teams in the same conference, one with one loss, one that's undefeated, and they both share a common, several common opponents, but one of the common opponents, the team with one loss, lost to, the team with no losses, obviously beat, and say that that team should be ranked ahead of the other team. Do not get it.
It doesn't make it mathematically. It doesn't make sense mathematically, but that's what the BCS was. And I remember people hated the computer.
Yes.
The BCS, why are we letting a computer decide on human games, blah, blah, blah. Now you want to go back to analytics? Because that's what BCS was. It was 100% numbers input into a system. You know what? The BCS would have taken Duke being 4-0 and winning at home into account. The BCS would have done that. But now you have the problem with people saying the computer's picking it. So now you go to humans that are supposed to be watching these games.
And one of those humans happens to be Kirby Hocutt.
And they might have some biases. The computer's not going to put emotion or put context into games. And the human side might have some biases that are gained throughout their life. Which side do you want? Because we tried the BCS, and I remember people complaining about that for years.
I like having human involvement in it. But unfortunately, when it comes to Miami, people are always going to try to figure out why they shouldn't be something rather than why they should be something.
Got to work.
And
two time is hard to get half the pay.
I get it. Like with Wisconsin, like I get it. You don't have anyone in that conference. There's no one else in that conference, right? Yeah, there's no one in that conference. So you're undefeated in a crappy conference. Yeah. So you want to give some context to that. I'm good. But Clemson and Miami are in the same conference.
Yeah. Only way you could argue if it was a... If the SEC was still dominant, and this was
right,
LSU
and it was,
with one
it was
loss,
a slappy,
and they lost to Alabama.
It was,
who's
it was
number
UCF.
One.
What conference is UCF in? Because they're undefeated. Is that
I think it's American Conference.
The American.
There's I don't such, go that deep.
There's a conference called the American Conference.
Thank you, guest.
American Athletic Conference.
Oh, the AAC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that, where they're undefeated in the AAC, you get no respect. Wisconsin's
right.
Undefeated in the terrible Big Ten. The terrible Big Ten. There's six Big Ten opponents that Wisconsin's played. All of them are under 500. Their 44. Their combined record is 44% winning. Like they are. The Big Ten is terrible. So the Big Ten's terrible. The number two team that has one loss is in the ACC. The same conference, the ACC, Miami with no losses. If you think if they played that Arkansas State game and
they
were 10-0,
they'd be 10-0.
Would they still be behind a 9-1 Clemson? Like, I just don't know. It doesn't, mathematically, it doesn't make sense, but we just talked about it. That's what we did. That's why we got away from the BCS, because that was math. Now we're getting into personal opinion and biases. So which side do you want? That's what you have to decide on.
Well, I don't mind the personal biases when they're biased in favor.
So who do you want the committee to be? Schnellenberger?
Yeah, the committee should be Howard Schnellenberger, me,
Dr. Chuck.
Dr. Chuck Metzger. Actually, I don't think he even likes Miami. His kid goes to FSU. Screw him.
Oh, his kid needs to get his grades up.
Be me, Howard Schnellenberger, Will Manso. Who else? Joe Zagacki.
Oh, yeah, Joe and DBJ, too.
I got to play that DBJ montage, too. Maybe we'll do that in the next segment. Take some of your phone calls as well.
Vince Wilfork.
Is that Ed Reed, Michael Irvin. There's your committee.
He'll be number one.
Uncle Luke.
That Alabama 10-0 is a little fraudulent.
And Laz. Laz and Tito.
Oh, yeah.
Laz and Tito.
Now y'all are really getting kicked out. It is zone time, baby. Get your body in line with Zone Line. My man, Sergio Pacheco, he is the creator of Zone Line. He put together an amazing supplement line. They are the protein suppliers of the Washington Nationals. And Gio Gonzalez, he pitched out of his mind this year. I talked to my man, Sergio, yesterday. He has his own gym. Gio comes down here and works out. Gio is now on his supplements, getting right for next season. Pitched amazing this year. He's getting ready for next year with Zone Line Nutrition. I take the Zone way. I got to get my protein, the carnizone and the liposone that keeps my weight down, and then the zone activator. I used to drink a little energy drink here and there. The zone activator is better than any energy drink you'll ever touch in your life. If you drink energy drinks, if you need that little boost, you're a coffee drinker, get some zone activator. You will thank me later. And like I told you, Zone Man Pacheco, Sergio Zone Man Pacheco, he is a National Physique Committee USA Junior Champion. He created Zone Line Nutrition. He trains a bunch of celebrities, pro athletes, and the everyday person that wants to get in shape and stay that way. Zone Line covers it it all. Pre-workout energy, weight loss, weight maintenance, muscle building, recovery, pain management. Everything you need. Sergio, along with multi-titled NPC champion and celebrity personal trainer Mari Redondo and Xylene Pacheco, those three comprise the South Florida's online team based right here. Right down where you are, they are. And Mari and Sergio running on their own gyms. Zone Line Nutrition is NSF Sports Certified. What does that mean? You don't got to worry about nothing. Approved by Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, IOC, MLS. Take Zone Line. Get right. Don't got to worry about getting no trouble. Just get your body in line. Where can you get these awesome supplements? Pacheco's Physique Gym in Hialeah. Bodies by Mari in Miami Springs. Online at ZoneLineNutrition.com. And give the Zone Line headquarters a call at 305-821-6274. That's 305-821-6274. And come see what Zone Line's doing on Thanksgiving weekend, November 25th, 2017, NPC South Florida Bodybuilding Physique Bikini and Figure Competition at Hyatt Hotel, downtown Miami, 200 Southeast 2nd Avenue at 7 p.m. Their Zone Line athletes will be there. Sergio will be there. All Zone Line does is win. You got to come out and support them. It's zone time, baby. Radio.com.
Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Mark Richt, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. It's a special edition of the Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC Hurricane Hotline. Tonight, 6 till 8 right here, about 30 minutes from now. I'll give away that $50 gift card to Duffy's Sports Grill. I'll do it in this segment. So don't go anywhere. If you want to win $50 at Duffy's, make sure I do it, Falero. Don't let me forget.
I'll try.
I want to play the Don Bailey Jr. montage before I forget that. So he did. Can we play the two new calls that he did? We played these yesterday. So Don Bailey Jr., you know, we give him some funny calls. He'll be on with us tomorrow. It's already Thursday tomorrow. Wow. This week has been fun because the Hurricanes' victory over Notre Dame. That was a little bit sad yesterday because of the Dolphins' loss on Monday Night Football. But now it's back to being fun again. But we give Don Bailey Jr. funny calls to do during the game. He's been great all season long. We have a montage for you. But these are the two newest calls. These are the two calls that he did during the Notre Dame game on Saturday. What was the first one again, Falero? Remind me.
Come on down for Moose Soup.
Okay, our Moose Soup lady from Alaska. We had played the hell out of that sound a couple months ago. We even had her on the air. One of Eric Falero's best guest bookings ever got us the Moose Soup lady from Alaska, and Don Bailey Jr. worked in one of her lines into Saturday night's broadcast.
Shotgun snap gives away to DJ Dallas. Ushers it to the left side. Dallas turns the corner. He dives for the end zone. He is in for a touchdown! DJ Dallas somersaults into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami! Miami 33 and Notre Dame nothing.
DJ, come on down later for some Moose Soup.
Quality performance. Quality performance. Total non sequitur, yes. And just quality performance. Then we've been playing that Big Shaq song forever. The thing go boom, pop, pretta, pop, 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 however it goes. And there's a line in that song. Do you have the actual Big Shaq line where he says 2 + 2 = 4 - 1 = 3? Quick math.
2 + 2 = 4 - 1. That's 3. Quick math.
Love that. 2 + 2 = 4 - 1. That's 3. Quick math. Big Shaq. And we gave that line to Don Bailey Jr., and he did that well as well.
How's this working out mathematically for Miami?
Well, Joe, the math I do is this. 2 + 2 = 4 - 1 = 3. And that's quick math.
That's excellent. I love that.
That's my top three.
I love that. By the way, my son's Boca Hoops playoff team, the Jarecki Jammers.
What's that?
They are playing at 6:15 this evening. I'm going to miss most of the game, but when we get out of here at 6, I'll be heading over there to watch the game. It's the Final Four, so if they win tonight, they're in the championship, and I'm guessing a lot of the Jarecki Jammers are in their car right now. So go get them, Jarecki Jammers. Need a big game tonight.
Well, yeah, I chose that name.
What's a Jarecki?
I think that's the sponsor's name. Like, you could pick whatever name you want, so I think the sponsor.
Well, he ain't going to make it.
Because, like, Chuck Metzger always sponsors his daughter's teams, and they're always the Metzger Maulers.
That's lame.
That ain't going to make it either.
Mm-mm.
So go Jarecki Jammers. We need a big victory tonight. Go get them in Boca Hoops.
Is the Jammers like the Dunkers? Like jam it down?
I haven't given it that much thought.
Okay. I've seen the team.
Fixated on them. I don't know. Just,
they don't look like they can touch the rim.
Just going Jarecki Jammers. I'm saying go Jarecki Jammers.
Let's go.
Jarecki Jammers. Here's the Don Bailey Jr. montage. These are all the calls that he and Joe Zagacki have done for us so far this season.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
My left stroke just went viral, Joe.
If you were talented, you'd have a job right now.
Well, Joe, the math I do is this. 2 + 2 is 4, -1 is 3, and that's quick math.
Hi there, Facebook. I am worn out.
That's what you get for coming to a football game with a butter knife, Joe.
I don't know.
Miami 33 and Notre Dame nothing.
DJ, come on down later for some moose soup. And that's quick math.
Touchdown, Miami!
Whose house? Homer's house.
Terrible.
Butter knife. My left stroke just went viral. How the heck are you going to get fired on your day off, Joe? You want some Kool-Aid?
Well, I did want a milkshake, but man, you know darn well I want some Kool-Aid.
Oh, my neck. My back. My neck and my back.
The game is all tied. That's 16-16.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
That was good.
Chris Herndon breaks a tackle and goes 51 yards.
What you talking about, Wentz? I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one. Can you feel it?
Talking about
Can
Willis.
You feel it? Can you feel it?
And the Hurricanes have it, and Sheldrick Redwine has the turnover chain.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Takeaways are mine. -1 is 3, and that's quick math. Welcome to the pit of misery, Dilly Dilly. What you talking about, Willis?
Go put on the chain, go celebrate, and hey, Macarena.
Miami wins the game. Miami wins the game.
I'm Leon Phelps, and how y'all doing tonight?
Come on down later for some moose soup.
Hey, sweet thing, can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Joe. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Terrible.
Takeaways are mine.
You know what I think? Stop, drop, shut them down, open up, shop. That was bad.
Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll, Joe. You hit it just on time.
That's so terrible.
Try that one again. Stop, please. Drop, shut them down, open up, shop.
Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll. We could try it 100 times. We're not getting that right. Well, Joe, the math I do is this. 2 + 2 is 4. -1 is 3. And that's quick math.
2 + 2 is 4. -1, that's 3. Fit max. Every day, man's
so good.
Smoke trees.
Men's not hot. Every day, men's on the block.
When the team went quack, quack, quack. You man was ducking. The team goes.
Oh, boy.
It is so great, man.
What you talking about, Willis?
I think that's my favorite one. What you talking about, Willis? And I love the out of nowhere. Hi, I'm Leon Phelps. And how y'all doing tonight? This is the ladies, man, if you don't know.
He got some good ones.
There are some good ones this season. Hopefully we'll get a few more of the Virginia game and the Pitt game.
And the then, ACC championship.
ACC championship game. You know, like that's.
And the playoffs.
That's right. And.
I was trying to get you going.
And.
And the championship.
And the national championship game as well.
And that tattoo on Crowder.
And you have to get a U tattoo. Where's my song? Give me my song.
We're going to Paul Feinbaum.
We're going. How many games do we have left? Virginia? Pitt? ACC championship game, playoff game, championship game. 5 Hurricane games left in this season. Quick math. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Go get them, Jarecki Jammers. Crank it up, Valero, for all my Hurricane fans. Haven't had enough of this today. Games left.
5 wins, you're good.
Woo! Everybody, sing with me.
Yeah. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
You like this song now.
Well, you play it so much. It's, I'm going to get a tattoo. Jackson 5.
Let me give away this $50 gift card to Duffy's Sports Grill. You know how much I love Duffy's. Always talking about them. There's Duffy's all over the place. There's a new one in West Boca, by the way, on 441 and Glades on the northwest corner. Duffy's Sports Grill, their game is always on. You can watch all the games. They have great food. Absolutely love Duffy's. They have them all over South Florida. If you want to find the closest one to you, check out their website at duffysmvp.com. And if you want a $50 gift card to Duffy's, be caller 5 right now on the contest line, 1-800-227-0560. 1-800-227-0560. Not only if you're caller 5, not only will you get to talk with our producer, Eric Falero, there's a possibility that you'll be talking to Biff. Biff, he might be answering the phone back there. I don't know who's going to take the winner's info. Look at Biff.
I always miss when he comes in because the walls are white. He blends in.
He's not an albino.
I don't know why you always say that he's an albino. Look at him.
Caller 5 on the contest line, 1-800-227-0560. What do you mean?
Look at him.
He's a good-looking dude. I don't know what you're talking about. You're terrible.
You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
Folks are buying diamonds on the internet.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend if you listen to Don Bailey Jr.
Not off the internet. You can get messed over. You got the holidays coming up. If you're thinking about getting married, you want to get that diamond, go holler at the diamond experts at Beverly's Jewelers. They're going to make it easy. They carry one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in the entire country, and they also carry the cutting edge technology lab-grown diamonds, identical to my diamonds in every single way, except they are 30 to 50% cheaper. You can't beat it. I was over there the other day. Me and my wife went. Checked them out. Go look at a diamond, a lab-grown diamond and a mine diamond right next to each other. Same thing. Check it out. 30 to 50% less. Whatever your choice is, you can get the Beverly's low price guaranteed on either. You will not find a diamond for anywhere less. You won't find a diamond less, an equal diamond less anywhere. They also have an extensive selection. I was telling you about the engagement. You kind of make that jump. I did it 7 years ago. Designer engagement rings, along with a state-of-the-art custom design studio. I went down there. Jeff showed it to me, the owner. He's an awesome dude. They make a wax outlay of your diamond, whatever you want. They show you how the diamond sits in it. You can tweak it, and they make the perfect diamond for you. Let their diamond experts guide you every step of the way. If you're looking for that perfect gift, now in time for the holidays, Jeff, he set it up. 12-month interest-free financing, free gift wrapping, complimentary holiday cards, and there are extended hours at Beverly for the customers. Visit their Fort Lauderdale or Pembroke Pines location, or check them out online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers since 1968. It's where South Florida gets engaged.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.